And welcome back here to Morning Talk on KSVC 980 AM and 100.5 FM. And it's time for our Radio Roundup interview. And our Radio Roundup interview is focusing today on the upcoming meeting and meetings that are happening, town hall meetings on the tax restructuring. And we are joined now on the phone with Senator Lyle Hilliard, who is the co-chair of this equalization task force. So he's on this task restructuring and equalization task force. And Senator Lyle Hilliard, thanks so much for joining me this morning.
Glad to do it.
Good to have you on, and I understand from Christina that you don't speak Spanish. She came in here and said that you were a little worried about the Spanish. I think I could say hola is all, so...
I can say Feliz Navidad, so that's all I know.
That's all. That's well. We're pretty evenly matched then. So, but on this tax deal, you know, this has been something that that kind of for I think a lot of I know at least myself, and I know a lot of our listeners kind of came out of nowhere. But this is something that a lot of senators and representatives have been looking at, and they're worried about the tax future for Utah. Can you tell us a little bit about what they're worried about?
Let me tell you the problem that we see it and is given to us by our staff who do our budgets for every year is the fact that the sales tax collection is not keeping pace with population. And the problem is basically this, that sales tax, when it was instituted in the 1930s, 76% of what you bought, you paid sales tax on. Now in Utah, it's 34%. Mm-hmm. The reason being, a lot of people now pay for services rather than goods. And so rather than buying a car, people are using Uber rather than, you know, there's many things like that. And because of that, we are getting more revenue in sales tax, but it's not keeping up with the demand that an increasing population puts up on the state for other things. And the way we have our taxes structured or siloed, all income tax, which is growing nicely, it's doing well, is dedicated under the Constitution to public education and higher education, whereas sales tax has always been the filler. We give it to education, we give it to roads, and then in addition, we have to fund corrections, health and human services, courts, public employees, all of that we have to fund. And if it's not keeping up, it really puts stress on what's going to happen when it finally gets to the point that we just can't fund the growth that we need. We've been able to do it because we've been able to use other funds, but we're not going to be able to transfer those over. So that's the issue.
Okay, so here's the kind of the question I know that a lot of people have is, why not just change the Constitution then so that you can take some of that income tax and use it more where you need it rather than just with education?
That'll be certainly one of the issues that we will discuss. What we're really doing, we decided early on that we wanted to go out and listen to people and educate people about how the taxes work. Good example, the income of the gasoline tax that was on the ballot to increase gasoline by 10 cents a gallon, and then that was going to go into the transportation fund, sales tax out of the transportation fund, back to fund education. Many people said, what are you doing? You know, this, it doesn't make any sense. It's because we have siloed types of monies that we use. And so that certainly will be on the table, but we decided early on we're going to listen and hear the issues. There's maybe a lot of ideas we haven't thought about. The minute you put one issue as this is what we're going to do, then that becomes the focus of the whole meeting and you're no longer educating and learning other things. I'm fairly confident that'll be one of the probably 20 issues that after we do this hearing tour, then we're going to go into regular committee hearings at the Capitol and we'll have an agenda. And one agenda, well, maybe that, it may be restoring partially the sales tax that we took off food, putting a credit for those people that are in lower income, that they'll not be damaged by that. But there's a lot of everything. We'll be looking at exemptions we're giving companies now. Are they really working? Are they worthwhile? We've got to do away with them if they're not working. And try to expand the base of our sales tax so that it will respond and grow naturally as the population does.
Right. And you mentioned one thing, you know, the services that people are paying into is one thing that's been an idea, of course, that was a big idea this last session. And some of those things are a little bit different, though, here in rural Utah. So as you come to rural Utah and listen to these some of the input there, are you expecting to hear some different things than you've heard so far as you've gone in Brigham City and some comments I'm sure that you've heard in Salt Lake City? Because it is a different, there's kind of a different business plan for those here in rural Utah than there is in the Wasatch Front.
Absolutely. We chose Richfield for that very reason. We're also going to Roosevelt. It has rural, but it has the mining industry, the oil and gas, those kinds of people. Then we're going to Moab, because Moab has a special sales tax over there to help cover for the tourists that come. So we're trying to get to different areas that we think have unique ideas, and Richfield is certainly one of them, and a very important one.
And that is, I mean, that is a problem that you face as well as you look at this, because you do have a wide range of kind of business here done in the state of Utah, where you have Adobe and some large facilities that are tech companies and things like that, like I mentioned. And then you still have Moab, and you still have Roosevelt, and you still have Richfield, that are these small hometowns for a lot of people. And so how do you, as you're thinking about that, you're of course listening, but how else are you thinking about making it work for everyone?
We're also having a very active web page, and we're inviting people as they hear us, as they read things, to get on the web page and give us their ideas and suggestions, and we think that will help us as well. I found this is very complex.
Yes.
And when you do it, it's like playing chess. When you move a piece, there's other ramifications. It's different than playing checkers. But I think we've got some very experienced people on our committee. They're non-voting members. We have four people that we've chosen because of their expertise in taxes that'll advise us. And I think this is the first thing, is trying to get out there and see if people really want us to try to solve the problem. Because I'm convinced the problem's going to hit. The question is, it's going to be 2 years or 3 years because of the sales tax differentiation and general fund money that is so vital to fund, I think, services. Even the most ardent tax opposer will say, yeah, we need to have snow removal through our passes in the wintertime. There's things that we just have to fund.
Right. Yeah, everyone wants to be able to drive their car and do those things that it's just basic, get to work in the morning and things like that. Maybe we don't always think about, well, what does it take to fund that plow driver, the road repair and the salt and everything just to get that done. And those, obviously, they're a part of the concern as well, to make sure that's funded forever.
See, one of the things we're looking at is gasoline tax. Gasoline
right.
tax is doomed to death, because what's going to happen is people get cars that are motivated by other fuels. They're not going to pay gas tax, electric cars or whatever it may be. And so and they get greater gas mileage. It's not keeping up with the inflation. That's something, too, we're going to have to look at.
Right.
What can do about it?
So with that, you've held meetings already. Brigham City the other day, I understand, had several hundred people there and in attendance. What are some of the comments that you're already hearing from these town halls?
Well, let me tell you, first of all, I've been very impressed at how large the crowds have been and how civil they've been. We've tried to limit the time to a minute and a half, and people have been able to get their point across in that time. So that's been important. But I'll tell you, and I knew this, the number one thing we hear is, don't raise my taxes. My taxes are now too high. Whatever you do, cut my taxes. And so you listen to that, and then you hear, for example, a school teacher stand up and say, I'm not getting enough funding. I've got too large a class. I can't get supplies. And you kind of look at people and say, those two things connect. And so, but I think another thing we commonly hear, people say, well, if you have to raise taxes, that's okay, but don't raise mine. And one thing we're really trying to do in this program is explain to people, as we expand the base, if that brings in more revenue, we want to take that revenue and reduce the rate, either sales tax or income tax, so your rates are not as high. And there's kind of a feeling, this is a slippery slope. Once you do that, you raise them again. And I just remind people, about 10 years or so, we lowered the income tax from 7% down to 5%. We've
had pressure over the years to increase that 5%, but the legislature says, no, in fact, we cut it to 4.95. There's been no move to change those rates, even though technically we could.
So I think that's a concern people have, is that once you do this and expand the base, although now, today, you'll cut the rates, you'll just bump them back up again. But that's not really our intent. Our intent really is to spread out whatever revenue increase we may get by expanding the base by people who are not paying the tax that should, that we, by that, can lower the rate for everybody.
All right. Unfortunately, we are out of time, but do want to give you a chance. If there's anything else you want to say about this, to say that now.
Come early. We'll be there at 5 o'clock, members of the task force. We're visiting with people in the audience and answering questions. We'll have a two-hour meeting after. We hang around and talk to people as well. Then we really start in August with our real meetings, and we'll then pinpoint in what areas we want to really talk about and then have a good, lively debate and see if we can come up with a recommendation to the legislature they can accept.
Okay. Thank you again, Senator Hilliard. Appreciate your time. I understand you were on KMTI, our sister station in Manti, this morning as well. And so we appreciate you taking the time to make sure our listeners are aware and aware more of the issues that you're dealing with. So thanks so much.
I just want Richfield to make me proud by having a good crowd, very civil tonight. That's what I'm looking forward to.
Good thanks. Goal. I love it. All right. Thank you, Senator.